Let's say altogether we have four official documents for this session and one informal. The informal tries to consolidate everything. The official documents, they have important, as I said before, because they try to highlight what is the text and where is it really coming from that you have in front of you when looking into those documents. So first of all, the document WP24/2024-11, which is also SC2/2024-12, that one introduces the changes proposed to the chapters. So that is on what we refer to as the tier one in this new structure. The document WP24/2024-12 and the other part of the symbol SC2/2024-13, that one sort of displays the changes to the annexes, and as I said before, depending on the annex, it clarifies, for example, that if we have underlined text or if we have bold text or if we have italics, what that highlighting specifically means. Then we have a document 2024-13, WP24/2024-13, and the equivalent SC2/2024-14, and this contains the changes to the appendices. Now, this document is sort of long, but less complicated because it mainly incorporates the text from the informative material, as I hope it was sort of clear from my presentation before. And finally, the fourth official document that we have is the WP24/2024-14 and the symbol of SC2/2024-15. And that very document contains the text of the proposed new chapter 5. So that's the chapter which is about safe and healthy working environment. As I said before, except that now in the discussion on the restructuring, we should remember about the chapter 5. And we should also remember about the chapter 12 on pest prevention from the document 2024-11. We should not discuss in detail these chapters. We should focus now really on the aspects of restructuring. So that means what was moved and how, and what was integrated, and this integration is of course the aspect of bringing text into the CTU code from the what currently is informative material.